One more read. Smartphones play a huge part in teens' lives, and parents know that. Many of them use those phones to track their teens. The Kids These Days podcast wanted to explore how that's changed teens' behavior and their relationship with their parents.
Hey, I'm Maisie. This is Kids These Days, a podcast by teens about teens. Back when our parents were young, things were a lot different. In terms of grades, they were sent home every 5 weeks or so with a grade report. And when they came home from school,
the rule was always when I walked in the door at home, after I got off the bus and walked home, I would pick up the phone and call mom.
This is Craig Levin, a high school teacher who grew up in the 80s.
If I was going to not do something, we would always have to talk about what I would be doing. And, you know, I'm going to John's house after school, or I'm going to go next door. Sometimes I'd leave notes for my parents, like a handwritten note.
You know as well as I do that we're way past sticking notes on the fridge. Because of our phones, our parents can track us anytime they want. And our grades? Apps make them accessible to our parents 24/7. My parents definitely used to use PowerSchool to look at my grades.
Mine too.
This is Kate Weiser. She's a sophomore. With all this brand new technology, you'd think there would be a rule book, some instruction on how often to use the apps, if ever.
But there's not. So parents have to go with their gut. And kids? Well, we have to go with our gut too, and try not to get caught in the process. So I wanted to know, do kids change their behavior because they know they're being watched? Craig Levin's oldest daughter got her phone when she was in eighth grade. Her dad downloaded restrictive apps on the phone, including tracking, website blockers, and screen time. He talked to me about how all this surveillance affects his daughter's choices.
I know things that they're doing because I can see it or I can hear about it, but no, it doesn't prevent my kids from doing anything.
I'm not sure about that. If you know what your kids are doing, doesn't that stop them from doing things you might not approve of? Can't you stop them if you know it's happening?
But I think that we're in the age of more information is better. But I don't know how true that is.
I talked to another person about their experience being surveyed as a teen. We're not using his name because of why he's now tracked. The summer going into his senior year of high school, his parents busted him for smoking weed.
And they were like, oh, like, you're definitely, like, using drugs. And I was like, okay, you got me. Like, and then they, like, were like, okay, you have to have Life 360 on your phone now.
Life 360 is a tracking app that was created for families. It alerts users when people in their family circle enter or leave a saved location, such as school, home, or a friend's house. The app shows the battery percentage on the people's phones, saves their location history, and even offers a premium service, where you can track the speed of your car and get crime reports in your area.
Every time I say I'm going out with friends, they'll, like, check on it routinely just to see, like, where I'm at, I think. So, like, there have been times where I've been, like, parked in a parking lot waiting for a friend or parked in a parking lot not waiting for a friend, doing something else, and they'll text me.
But the tracking app doesn't stop him from doing what he wants. It makes him sneakier. He used the internet and apps like TikTok to research ways around the location service. A lot of his friends use the excuse, I forgot my phone at home. But he's not forgetful, so he says that excuse could never work.
I wish I could choose to just not have a phone sometimes, because I'm envious of people that had, like, back in, like, the 1960s and 50s, where they were like, Mom, I'm going out. And your mom either was like, no, I don't believe you. Or they were like, okay, be safe. Like, parents will be like, how am I going to know where you are if you don't have your phone with Life 360 on it? Where it's like, imagine your parental ancestors had to, like, just trust your kids. That's crazy. Like, there's, like, this continued spiral of, like, relying on technology that's just going to continue and continue.
My name is Caroline. I'm a sophomore at Community High.
Caroline's parents started monitoring her in middle school. They used Find My to track her location and PowerSchool to check her grades. Her parents have PowerSchool set up so they get notifications whenever assignments are graded. Caroline says she gets text messages and calls from her dad during school if anything is marked missing or if she gets a low grade. The constant monitoring created a rift between her and her parents.
I really chose not to spend, like, any time at home. Like, I spent most of my time at, like, after-school clubs or hanging out with friends or whatever. And I really just, like, whenever I was kind of around my family, I wasn't, like, enjoying it because I didn't feel like they trusted me.
It took a long time for Caroline and her parents to rebuild that trust. Even by taking baby steps, they experienced many setbacks, but in the end, it was for the best. It took a lot of openness and honesty from Caroline.
Definitely, there were times that, like, I would end up, like, crying and, like, telling my parents that I didn't feel like they trusted me at all.
Caroline described many nights where they would sit down and talk through why they were monitoring her so heavily. And she would explain to them why it was so hard for her. Eventually, she realized if she just stuck to their rules, it would work in her favor, too.
They would tell me to be home at 10. I'd be home by, like, 10. And then maybe then they would push the curfew to, like, 10:30 the next night or whatever. Just knowing that, like, I wasn't, like, completely rebelling and I was listening to them as they were trying to listen to me, too.
I'm Anya. I'm 18, and my parents have been tracking my location and monitoring me since I got my phone, sixth grade.
Anya's parents have eased up on her as she's gotten older, but they used to be constantly checking up on her.
Every time I would come and leave the house, they'd get a notification, and every time I'd come and leave school, they would get a notification. So, like, their phones were constantly buzzing as I would, like, go anywhere.
Anya's parents installed Life 360 on her phone when she got it when she was 11. At first, they used the app to make sure she was safe. But after a while, things changed. They started watching her location to see if she was sneaking out.
My friend texted me in the middle of the night. It wasn't even the middle of the night. It was, like, 11 p.m. And she wanted to go to Insomnia Cookies.
Anya felt she had two options. Wake her parents up to ask if she could go, or just go without telling them.
And in my 16-year-old brain, I thought it sounded like a better idea to go and not tell them. So it was raining that night. The rain was coming down pretty hard, and I went out onto my little balcony thing that's connected to my room.
She climbed off the balcony and slipped. She grabbed the gutter to try and stop her fall and pulled half of it off with her and landed in the mud below.
And so I was like, really shaken up, and I just, like, ran to my car and got in my car and drove to my friend's house.
Right as she pulled into her friend's driveway, she got a text from her father. It demanded that she come home and that he knew where she was.
So I turned around and I drove home, sobbing. And I remember coming back in the house, just, like, crying and soaking wet, and my parents just being like, why would you do that? Like, how... We heard your car pull away one, and then we heard, like, a car outside, and then we looked at your location and easily could just saw that you weren't home. So why did you think you could get away with that?
After being tracked for 7 years, Anya was hoping for a reprieve when she went to college. When she asked her parents if they would turn it off when she was 18, they answered with a prompt no.
So what was that conversation like when you turned 18, like asking them to turn it off and then having them say no?
It wasn't that much of a conversation, if I'm being honest. It was more like, so are you still going to track me when I turn 18? Yes. And that was just the end of the conversation. I mean, I would definitely rather them not track me, but I'm not that upset about it because I kind of have become accustomed to it because it's just been like a fact of my life is that my parents know where I am. No matter what I'm doing, my parents can see my location. And that's just like become so normalized to me. That I can't imagine, I almost can't imagine a world that my parents don't know where I am at any given moment.
I should mention here that I reached out to all of my sources' parents for interviews, but none of them wanted to be interviewed or go on tape. But since Anya has been tracked since she got a phone, like a lot of us, she wanted to share some advice, both for parents and kids.
I understand tracking your kids. But I think once you start checking it out of distrust is when it becomes an issue. Sorry, Mom and Dad, if you're listening. But we leave our phones places if we're going somewhere. And if you think about it, that's kind of dangerous because then what if something happens and you don't have a phone? So I think my message to parents is just be conscious of how often you are checking in on your kids. And how you're making them feel by it. And try to avoid the reason for location tracking being mistrust, because trust, if your kids feel trusted, then they will be more honest and in the end, I think, more safe. And I guess my message to kids is, I know it sucks, but it won't be forever.
You can subscribe to Michigan Radio's Kids These Days wherever you get your podcasts. Support for Kids These Days comes from the Michigan Health Endowment Fund, a philanthropic foundation working to improve the health of Michigan residents with a focus on the wellness of children and older adults. More at mihealthfund.org. And from the Children's Foundation, working to improve the health and well-being of children and their families with pediatric research, education, community benefit programs, and other initiatives. On the web at yourchildrensfoundation.org.